All right, let's move on to our two pulled items, please. From the regular calendar, we have 405. If we have, yes, we do have Christine here. Okay, 405.
Accept bid of Moore Excavation, Inc. for the Colwood Golf Course Phase 2 redevelopment for $1,945,819.
Yeah, Mayor, I pulled this simply because of the size of the contract. It looks like a good contract, but I just wanted Christine Moody, their chief procurement office, to be able to explain it to us.
Yes, thank you. It was erroneously on the consent calendar, so thank you for pulling it.
Thank you, Mayor, Commissioners. Christine Moody, Procurement Services. You have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to Moore Excavation. The engineer's estimate on this project was $2 million. On February 18, 2016, five bids were received, and Moore Excavation is the low bidder at $1,945,819, which is 2.5% under the engineer's estimate. The city identified six divisions of work for potential minority women and emerging small business subcontracting opportunities. The MWESB subcontracting participation on this project is at 29.73%. with work being performed in landscaping, surveying, drilling, and traffic sign installation. I will turn this back over to council if you have any questions.
Thank you. Questions for Christine? Doesn't look like there are any. Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, a motion to accept the report, please.
I'm moved.
Roll call.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Well, thank you, Chief Procurement Officer, Chief Christine Moody. I'm really pleased to see over $250,000 going to minority and women emerging small business subcontractors. It's just a quick overview of the project itself. We have currently completed the phase one improvements to Colwood to convert the golf course from 18 to 9 holes. And the phase two developments, which will be made through this project, include improvements to the right-of-way frontage, decommissioning existing septic tanks, redeveloping the existing parking lot, installing new pedestrian connections, and constructing a new outdoor gathering area and driving range facility. Colleagues, I'm pleased to tell you that also the clubhouse at Colwood is already becoming a vibrant community center and being very well used for things other than golf. So it's really a testament to the work of this council to invest in Colwood and put it into even more community use. Thank you for that. Aye.
Hales.
Well, this is a continuing raining down of good things from a wonderful proposal that came along from the Trust for Public Lands a while back to make this acquisition to create a site where additional industrial development could happen, and it's led to great things for the neighborhood, and it also opened the door to resolve a 25-year problem of where the post office should go. So it's a winner on every level, and it's great that the progress continues. Aye. Okay.